On the journey of life, we live through each day doing the best we can under whatever circumstances we find ourselves under. Some days are harder than others, but overall, as time begins to pass like the grains of sand in an hourglass, we can run ourselves down if we are not careful about maintaining health and vitality in the physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental sense. I've been reading a lot of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and there is so much wisdom in that book that I highly recommend anyone out there who is interested in living a rich life that they grab a copy of this book and refer to it daily or weekly to stay on track with what's important. In Habit 7 of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, self-renewal is the process of preserving and enhancing our greatest asset, ourselves. There are 4 main areas where this habit applies: physical, social, emotional, mental, and spiritual. It means living a balanced life so that we can maintain and persevere over the long term. When we do not take the time to sharpen the saw, we burn out easily. We can develop a negative outlook on life that only serves to feed our fears and our hopelessness. Our bodies become overweight. Our minds become dull. Our spirits become weak. When one is short on time, it is so easy to neglect the different areas described in Habit 7. But the well-being of our future depends on us making the concentrated effort to slow down and do what is necessary to preserve and renew our body, mind, emotions, and spirit. In the physical realm, we have to eat right and get enough exercise to keep our hearts healthy and our bodies strong. In the social-emotional realm, we need social interaction and meaningful connection with others. In the mental realm, we need to exercise our minds by reading, writing, learning, teaching, thinking, and expanding. For when our minds expand, we evolve as we learn new things and grow our base of knowledge. We become well-rounded human beings. Caring for and feeding our spiritual side can include being out in nature or feeding our spirits through meditation, music, art, or service to others. It's what lives inside your heart, nourishes your soul. A rich life is a balanced life, and to live a balanced life means that we consciously and purposely care for ourselves in all 4 of these areas mentioned in Habit 7 of Sharpening the Saw. You can achieve your goals, you can achieve great wealth, and achieve your dreams, but when life is unbalanced, there is a risk of living unhappily in spite of it all. Strive to lead an effective life, a life that balances the important physical, social, emotional, mental, and spiritual parts of your life. Only then will you find true personal growth and happiness. And through this growth and happiness, will you have the power to touch many lives in such a profound way that they will never forget the light you brought into this world.